Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoot, and co-host, Kimberly Britt. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoot.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. Thank you for joining us for today's show. We have a very interesting topic today and a very interesting guest from last week. I'm Martina, and joining me today is co-host Kimberly Britt and our special guest that I just mentioned and co-host from last week's show, Jack Grossman of Restart Your Life. Before we get started, first, welcome, Jack, again, and good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Before we get started this morning, I just want to mention that the topics discussed on our show is not intended to treat any illnesses, so please consult your physician or healthcare provider before making any changes. This is the show is focused on education and empowerment. Now, Jack, welcome again. I'm so happy you were able to join us this week. Last week's show was really, really very interesting. It focused on building your immune system with beta-glucan. This week we're talking about living with the fear of breast cancer, and it's our third segment in the series on women's health. Now, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. It is the second to lung cancer as the leading cause of death in women, taking the lives of about 40,000 American women yearly. Now, fear triggers negative toxic responses in the body. It's unhealthy, and it affects the immune system responses. Jack, last week we discussed the importance of a strong immune system and the benefits of beta-glucan in immune system health. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, but the first thing I'd like to just have you share with us again is, can you give us a brief overview of your story and what led you to highly purified beta-glucan?
I sure can, Martina, and thank you for having me on the show again. Briefly... Thank you. On January 4th, 2010, I woke up not feeling well. I knew something was wrong. I looked in the mirror. My left side of my eyelid was drooped. My lip was drooped. I went to do my emails. My left hand didn't work. I had a limp that developed in my left leg, and my speech had started to become slurred. So it was obvious that I was having a stroke, the onset of a stroke, and made it to the hospital in probably less than 10 minutes and walked in on my own. And within 3 hours later, I was totally paralyzed on my left side. And by totally paralyzed, I mean I couldn't wiggle a finger, a toe, anything. I mean, I was locked up. So that's what began my journey into seeking, some supplementation and some products that that could benefit me, as well as a home-based business opportunity. And during that search for the combination of the two is what led me to highly purified beta-glucan, and specifically a book that I read by Václav Vatvíka, PhD. He's a professor of pathology at the University of Louisville, and the book is called Beta-Glucan, Nature's Secret. And I'd like to add to that, I think it's America's best kept secret. So we need to get the word out on this natural compound.
Yes, and more we need to especially make people aware that the immune system is the key to really good health. And things like beta-glucan that really attacks whatever is attacking the immune system and helps to build it. I mean, that's just awesome. Now, Jack, in your opinion, what are some of the ways that women can conquer the fear of breast cancer? I mentioned that, you know, it really is a serious situation, because there are women that are actually having mastectomy to avoid breast cancer, which is really, it's scary.
Yes, it is the most famous recently, Angelina Jolie, as we all know. And, you know, let me add to that that I agree with you that fear brings on a lot of negative responses in the human body, and so does anxiety, and so does stress, and any of those negative feelings in general. In my opinion, you know, we hear so much about getting proper nutrition, proper exercise, proper rest. We don't hear too much about the immune system. So I believe education really is the key, as it is to many of our life problems. And with the advent of the Internet, I mean, all of that incredible information is at our fingertips. And I will be giving you some different websites that have vast amounts of information and actual studies. We're talking double-blind, placebo-controlled studies or randomized. These are the studies that you can't really get around, because the way that they're performed, they really come to very specific conclusions. So I believe, in addition to diet, exercise, rest, and I'll talk about the immune system here in a second, is having a positive attitude and not partaking in smoking and other things that can raise your, your risk factors. So the one area that I am really knowledgeable in is, you know, in building the immune system. And I know we're going to talk about that throughout the show, but that, in my opinion, is one thing that you can take control of. Maybe you can't make it to the gym 3 or 4 days a week, and you know, maybe you're having a hard time with some of those other risk factors, but you can do something about your immune system, as we'll be discussing. So that, in my opinion, I don't know that it's a way to conquer fear, but it's certainly a way that you can, you know, that you can realize the benefits of having a stronger immune system. And just to be clear, the beta-glucan doesn't really respond to the harmful invaders. It triggers the response in the white blood cells. So there's a little difference there, but, you know, I just want to be clear on that point.
I totally agree with you. Kimberly, do you mm-hmm. have any family members or people you know that have had or have breast cancer?
Yeah, definitely. My aunt on my mother's side passed away from breast cancer. I think it was 2006. On the cusp of 2006, 2007, and, you know, it was devastating to our family, so I've made sure to get regularly checked as well, but, you know, there is that fear. I can relate to, you know, what you're saying. You know, it's kind of that fear of, do I want to know, because if there's anything I can do, you know, if I do know, and is it going to stress me out, so it degrades my quality of life even further. So, yeah, on a personal level, I can totally relate to what you're saying, Jack.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, there is, I just want to share real quick, the American Cancer Society have a list of risk factors, and I think this is the thing that really scares people. Number one is increasing age, genes is number two, family history of the disease, personal history of the disease, even race, earlier abnormal breast biopsy, earlier chest radiation. Even if you start menstruating at an early age, age 12 or before, they're putting that as a risk. Or if you go into menopause after age 55, not having children, medication use, too much alcohol and obesity. These are all the things that they mention as risk factors. Now, just looking at this without giving an alternative, okay, this is ways that you can decrease your risk factors. It's scary, and because so many people fall into one of those categories, and that's why, Kimberly, mm-hmm. I just threw the question to you. Do you know? Because more than likely, if someone in the family hasn't died of breast cancer, someone may have, or friends or so forth. And I'm sure, Jack, you can agree with that as well. But one thing that was not mentioned was there was no mention of building the immune system or that diet is the key, like nutrition. So this is what's creating that fear, is all of the risk factors, but no solution, no alternative. Just the risk factors are listed, and it's scary just looking at them. It's really scary.
It is very scary. I was going to say that I believe it's at epidemic levels, and that, you know, I lost my mother to lung cancer, my grandfather to lung cancer, and I'm not going to go and remove my lungs in fear of that. I'm going to be proactive in my health and well-being. So, you know, you pointed out something really good that, you know, in this list of risk factors, it doesn't call out a suppressed immune system as a risk factor, but ultimately it is your immune system that's going to be doing the battle with those cancer cells. So it's kind of odd that they have left that off the list.
Yes, yes, most definitely. And I think it's also lack of knowledge on their part. You know, without knowledge, we perish. So that, oh my God. But it's like a domino effect. And I think this is what people will look at. And breast cancer is now also attached itself to some, I mean, it's rare, maybe not even rare, because I hear a lot more men now are coming down with forms of breast cancer. And hormonal problems are a big factor as well, which also affects your immune system. And I think when we first started the show, the segment on women's health this month, we started out with estrogen dominance, which is something that definitely can bring on cancer in women, and it's the cause of the six leading causes of cancer in women. So that's something, if audience would like to listen to that show, it's an earlier show from this month on the effects of estrogen dominance. Jack, are there specific studies relative to any women's health issues on beta-glucan?
Actually, there are none to my knowledge, and I asked this question of our co-founder and product creator, and in his opinion, there weren't any specific studies because, first of all, beta-glucan in general and our products from Restart Your Life are not disease-specific, and as you made your disclaimer, I have to say that we don't claim to treat, cure, prevent, or diagnose any disease as well. But I will make this claim. We claim to target the immune system and to enhance, to prime the immune system, to activate the immune system without overstimulating it. Now, as far as studies go, beta-glucan has been researched for over 50 years in thousands of the finest universities and teaching hospitals all over the world. It's been studied on everything from earthworms to humans. I'm talking shrimp, even some plants have receptors that are sensitive to the beta-glucan molecule. So there's a ton of information and a ton of studies. But here's the bottom line point is that even though we're not specific to any disease, the immune system is what's going to do the battle against that bacteria, virus, parasite, fungus, microtoxin, and, yes, even cancer cells. So it doesn't really need to be, you know, as far as the immune system goes, disease-specific.
Oh, that's awesome. Another question. Are there rankings available of the various brands of beta-glucan? Because I'm sure there's so many different brands out there.
There are.
Not all are created equal.
Absolutely. You got that right from the last show we did last Saturday, and that is so, so true. There is a study by Dr. Vaclav Atlika, professor of pathology at the University of Louisville, that's an in vivo, side-by-side competitive assay that lists the rankings based on the level of increase in your immune response, not based on their gross revenue or, you know, any other insignificant factor. It's based on how the products work. And there are actually beta-glucans in the marketplace that work below the negative control level. In other words, you could gargle with salt water and get a higher level of immune response than taking that product that they so willingly will take your money for. So all beta-glucans are not created equal, and if anyone emails me at betaglucanhealth@gmail.com, that's betaglucanhealth@gmail.com, I'll be happy to forward on that particular study.
Awesome. We are going to take just a 1 minute break, and we'll be right back with more from Jack Grossman, Kimberly, and Martina at the Healthy Explosion Show.
Welcome to Healthy Explosion's Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs, the ultimate in individual health and wellness empowerment. Offering state-of-the-art virtual classrooms with live instructor-led course experiences, individual and group programs, and CEU-approved courses. No travel, no stress, no hassle. Available from any location. Ideal for employee wellness program with tried, tested, and proven results. If you are ready to take control of your health, understand nutrition for your individual needs, understand your lab test results, and the signals to determine imbalances within your body, as well as the art of eating for good digestive health, then this program is for you. So, take your health to the next level. Sign up for one of our courses today. Still not convinced? Request a free 30 minutes Skype consultation with a specialist or email programs@healthyexplosion.com.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show with co-host Kimberly and our very special guest, Jack Grossman of Restart Your Life. I love the name of your company, Restart Your Life. It's awesome because that's basically what we need to do, restart our lives. Jack, what about women who are already taking medications? Can this natural compound be taken with other supplements or medication?
The short answer to that is yes. There are three areas, though, where we want to strongly recommend they speak to their, you know, physician and or pharmacist. That would be if they're pregnant, as in any supplementation, their doctors need to know what they're planning on taking or going to take and get their approval on that. Anyone who's had an organ transplant, a live tissue transplant, a lung, a kidney, a heart, a liver, they would need to consult their physician because early on, at least, they're going to be taking anti-rejection drugs, and even as time passes, there are no specific studies showing that there wouldn't be a response triggered by the beta-glucan that would look at that organ as a non-self, tissue and want to reject it. And anyone who's taking steroids, you know, your prednisones and such, one drug is designed to suppress the immune system, and the natural compound is designed to enhance the immune system. So you've got kind of a competing situation there. So those individuals should also seek some consultation from their healthcare provider. But other than that, no, after my stroke, I was taking my beta-glucan, you know, directly with, you know, a lot of different drugs that I was prescribed at the time. And you're right, the name Restart Your Life was one of the things that got my attention because I was at a point in my life where I needed to restart my life. So
That's wonderful, and I can definitely relate to Restart Your Life. That's what got me to all of this in the first place, you know, having done that. Kimberly.
Yeah. Jack, so are you aware of any healthcare professionals that take this product currently?
Yeah, that's a great question, and actually I am, and I've become close friends with quite a few of them, but different types of physicians from dermatologists to pediatricians to oncologists, hematologists to fibromyalgia experts to general physicians, chiropractors, naturopathic doctors, nurses, surgical assistants, you name it. Quite a few healthcare practitioners are now realizing the safe and natural benefits of highly purified beta-1,3-D-glucan. So the answer to that is an astounding yes.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And also, now there is a Trinity Lotion. Can you tell us about Trinity Lotion? Is that the same, the product, or how does that work?
Yeah, Trinity Lotion is one of the three products offered by Restart Your Life, and what really makes it different is that it contains the highly purified beta-1,3-D-glucan in the lotion, along with aloe, and MSM as the delivery system. So when you put this lotion on, it is super absorbed and gets to work within the skin almost immediately. There's an entire section in Dr. Vetvika's book, too, that discusses the benefits of a lotion with the beta-glucan in the lotion, and it is extremely interesting. It is actually with regards to wrinkles, and I know it's not a health condition or a health challenge, but it is a large industry, and, you know, if it has to deal with self-esteem and people feeling better about themselves, and that can lead to less stress, then I'm all for it.
Awesome. And when you said less wrinkles, that's a woman's story, right, Kimberly?
It's an amazing study, an amazing study. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That will catch, as a matter of fact, less wrinkles will catch more attention sometimes than even you should take something as good for your health. So yeah, that's great. Now, is there a website? How what website? How would I know you mentioned the email, but I know there's a website as well.
Yeah, there is a website, and that's www.restartyl.com/Moretti, M-O-R-E-T-T-I. That's restartyl.com/Moretti. And there's a ton of information on the website. Click around, look at some of the you know, the product information, and, you know, you'll be amazed that this natural, safe compound, it's beneficial, it's low cost, and it's just amazing the volumes of research that have been done on it, yet, in my opinion, 99.9% of Americans have never heard about it, don't even know what it is, and most of the physicians that I've met with never heard about it. So I feel as though I'm on a mission to educate America and to provide information on something that's been life-changing for me.
Well, that's awesome. I commend you on that. And we need more and more people to join forces and really start getting through. I said getting through because a lot of times we're speaking, but we're not really getting through. But getting through to people, there are alternatives. Now, the four things I normally talk about in four takeaways, whether I'm teaching in the classroom or also regardless, this is the four things. Number one is stress. If you're stressed, it's going to affect your immune system. Nutrition, the type of nutrition that you actually, the type of foods you eat, huge factor. Toxins. There are some that we put in our bodies and others that we just absorb through chemicals, you know, the environment, water, things that we don't really have control over, and hormonal imbalances. So those are the four areas that each person we need to focus on. Make sure that we minimize our stress level, good nutrition, but even if you're having good nutrition and your stress level is high, it's also going to affect the immune system, which is going to cause hormonal imbalances. And all four areas, it's the platform of a good immune system. Would you agree, Jack?
I would agree completely. And even though I had other precursors to my stroke, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, I believe ultimately that it was stress that brought on my stroke. And I remember it was a very stressful time in my life. And we can't underscore the importance, you know, of trying to lead a calm and somewhat normal life without stress. There was a study done in 2011 where 47% of Americans said that stress played a major role in their lives, and I think that number is so low. I think 53% of the people that were polled must have been lying.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems low.
I don't know anybody who, you know, who lives a life that's stress-free. I just really don't. I mean, you can look around and you can see it on people's faces and look at, you know, look at our, you know, our rate of illness and disease and you know, there are stress either that where the stress is what leads to the obesity. It's just not a good thing. And, you know, we need to do better at that. And actually, Dr. Vetlika talks about a relationship with beta-glucan and the immune system and how the immune system has a bearing on stress even. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we need to be doing, and it all begins with education. We have to really enlighten ourselves. And I love this program. I'm so happy that I've discovered it and that you've let me share the information that I've had on beta-glucan with you and your audience. And I do want to, you know, just say thank you and appreciate that that you've allowed me to come on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have enlightened me personally about beta-glucan, and you know, I know it's well received. And since we're all about education on this show, I said thank you for coming on as well. Next week's show, I think we're going to do another segment on breast cancer, women who cured breast cancer naturally. Continue the women's health for another week. Now, Jack, I know that you won't be able to be with us next week, but I look forward to having you back on the show because I believe you have a wealth of information to share, and your focus on immune system health ties into everything that we do, because health, good health, that's the foundation, immune system,
yes.
A strong immune system. Now, are you still offering free information to our listeners? And if so, how do they go about getting it?
You know, I can send out some great free information. I don't mind doing that. If they just would email me at betaglucanhelp@gmail.com. That's beta, B-E-T-A, glucan, G-L-U-C-A-N, health, H-E-A-L-T-H. @gmail.com. I've got some very, very compelling information, you know, as well as I can send out the rankings and it's really startling. When I discovered beta-glucan, I was just absolutely floored that we didn't already know about it. What's going on that this information has been suppressed just like our immune systems have been. But yes, I'd be more than happy to send the information to your listeners.
Oh, that's wonderful. And again, I thank you so much for being on the show today. Kimberly, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just want to thank you as well, Jack. You've been really enlightening. And I think one of the major takeaways, you know, from what I've heard or heard you say and our listeners as well, is to focus on yourself. You know, life is short. And if you're stressed because of work and all these other things, you know, Martina, like you always say, your health is your wealth. So it's worth it to take a second and think about all these factors that are affecting you maybe even more than you may think.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kimberly. It was nice sort of meeting you, at least on the radio.
Yeah.
And to the listening audience, if you know of anyone that is suffering with breast cancer or you yourself, please avail yourself to the information on beta-glucan. And the four takeaways that I want you to remember is that you do have an option, reducing stress, working on your nutrition, toxins, and hormonal balance. These are all things that will help to build your immune system and reduce your risk of getting breast cancer. Don't buy into all of the negative press that you're receiving. You have control, and it's time to take control over your health. We are just about out of time. Thank you again for joining us on this episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. Thank you, Jack. Kimberly, thank you for joining
thank
us
you.
Today. And until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook. Those are successful.